Okay, welcome, 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 welcome. I've recorded this like first episode situation way too many times, so this time I'm for real, and I think that I'm actually for real because I did the name burp. I don't care what you have to say, that's the name. Maybe I change it, maybe I don't, okay? But burp is the name. It literally popped in my head and hasn't got out of my head since that, and I've tried to look for other names because I was like, I'm not naming my podcast burp, but literally, like, any other word just has, like, so much emotion and, like, there's, like, a feeling, like, a judgment towards it, and, yeah, I just cannot have that. Obviously, people do judge burps, but I feel like, you know, if you judge burps, you'll probably judge everything I gotta say, too, so... But I felt like burp was pretty, like, versatile, like, you know, it's like, yeah, people will be like, ew, gross, a burp. But I would think, like, the word burp doesn't offend you. Whatever. Anyway, she's called Burp, and I love it, so I love to burp. Bitch. Anyway, no. But, yeah, I'm just here today in my little... in my studio. I'm having a good day, the best day in the past like week or so. I had a little mix up, a little heartbreak, but we back, we better. I'm not really, but for now. So yeah, I guess a little intro to the pod. I'm here because I make vlogs, like I've always made like little vlogs and videos and just like random little shit. I just feel like sometimes I'm like, yeah, that needs to be recorded, and yeah, I just love it. But I posted them on YouTube before, but then I like get embarrassed and stop, and I haven't done that in a while, and yeah, fucking delete them like a dumb bitch. I don't know why I would do that, but yeah, some of those videos I don't even have. But anyway, yeah, I just love talking. It's all I can do. I don't know. I mean, yeah, I do never shut the fuck up, but it just feels good. I just love a little chat. Like, there's just something about it, and I chat to all my friends, and that's so great, but what about now? Where are my friends at now? No, I'm joking. But, yeah, it's like, I can just chat with y'all. Like, we can just chat, girl. So, that's what we're gonna do. Chat back though, that's the thing, like text me back, because every response you have, like I want this to really be a conversation. Like I really want to know everything, everything that you think, everything that you say. Like that is the vibe I'm going for, and it's gonna be very like, I'm gonna go on a lot of tangents, I'm gonna get all over the place, but you know what, we're gonna come back around, and if we don't, we can in the next episode. Yeah. I don't know, I just want to kind of go around and talk about whatever I want to talk about. I want this to really be like as real live as possible. Like I want you to really feel like we're here, because me, we really fucking are here. Like I'm sitting right here, I see you sitting right there. Yeah, so I'm just gonna yap and let my brain take us wherever she wants to. And right now I just want to tell you that I'm looking at my new charm necklace, my favorite client ever, shout out Miss Girl, this charm necklace, and it's got all these different cutesy little pink charms, and it's just perfect, and the chain is so cute too, so I love it, she's my fave. Yeah, I just took it off because, I don't know, I feel like my neck is like, I have a weird thing about my neck, like, just, I don't know what it is, it's like this deep, like, fear I get, like, if someone touches my neck and I'm not, like, prepared for it. I've definitely gotten better over the years, but I don't know, like, my neck just gets, like, well, I think a lot of people experience, maybe, like, your neck getting claustrophobic, like, you know, whenever you have, like, a, like, tight hoodie on or your t-shirt is just, like, touching your neck a little too high up. It's like that, but, like, times a billion. And like, I don't know, like, it's just really It's such an odd thing. Like, I have to tell people whenever, we're getting more serious, like, we're really becoming friends. I gotta be like, yo, like, don't ever touch my neck. And if I have on a necklace and it's messed up, I don't care. Leave it. I don't care. I don't want my neck to be touched. But necklaces, I can do sometimes, but like, tie chokers and stuff can bother me. Let me write that down. Let me write that down. Sorry, I gotta write down a little timestamp because the volume is like, I don't know. I'm struggling with the volume a little bit. And honestly, first of all, I have no idea what the fuck I'm doing. Like, I just want to make that clear. Like, I'm literally here to talk about my fucking neck problem. I just want to do this because I just love to yap. I'm not trying to build this in like a climbing the ladder type of way. If you're picking up what I'm putting down, I really just wanna like, this is just for the vibes, okay? I don't know a fucking thing in the world. And you know what? What's that song where it's like, the more I see, the less I know. Oh, from Beverly Hills Chihuahuas. Say Hey. That's what it's called. Love. Yeah, but I feel like I really believe that. I love that little part of the song. It says, the more I see, the less I know. And that's how I feel. That's how I feel about my life. Every single day, I am like on this like growth journey, and I'm just like super obsessed with it. I feel like I want to grow every single day. Like, I have so many. Well, I'm kind of at a pause this past week, since last Sunday, and it's Saturday night. So we're almost at a fucking week of horse shit has been thrown my way. And so I'm like out of my groove. But I've been doing really fucking good, and I just like to grow, and I just want to like be the best version of myself that I can. And I want to make it clear, the best me, not the best person. I don't want to be better than like blah 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 blah. That is horseshit. Like, who am I to say better? Who are you to say what's better? Yeah, so all I can attest to is a better me. And yeah, that's what I love. That's what I do. And I don't know why I started talking about that. Talking about this podcast or something and like how I want to keep it real. Oh, and how this is just like literally whatever I want, I guess. Because right now, as of this moment, I'm my only fucking fan, bitch. So would I say I'm pleased with the episode? Yes. And maybe you will be too, but we don't know yet. It's just me right now, and I trust my opinion, and I think this is cool because I feel like I'm just getting to kind of decompress a little bit. Like, I'm unloading, and it's not like, it's nothing like super heavy right this second. In the next few minutes, probably. But right now, no, I'm just getting a little, yeah, getting a little vibe going, getting a little cleanse. A refresh, a reset, whatever the fuck. I don't fucking know. But I don't even know what to call it because it's like, from a business perspective, the way that they were telling me to like figure this shit out, I did not like that. And so I was like, yeah, that is not my vibe right now. Like, they were like, define your audience, make notes, like, plan what you're gonna talk about. And like, that just doesn't really feel like me. Like, I just feel like, I wanna come on and fucking do this. Like, I don't even know what I'm saying. There has been no theme. There hasn't been a single thing other than that. I just want to make this podcast and my fucking neck shit. But whatever. Anyway, so it's gonna be all over the place. I already said that too. See, now I'm stressed. You're stressing me out, girl. Guess you can't hear. I was gonna kind of do like ASMR, like a real, like, good deep breath, but I couldn't do that. So, you know what? Maybe this won't be an ASMR podcast. I don't promise that because, like, you never fucking know. But for now, while I at least have, like, this set up, like, where it's just not gonna work, you're not gonna hear my deep breath. I could do a different type of ASMR. Like, I could, like, scratch the microphone and shit. I don't know. ASMR, like, okay. I feel like some people, whenever they feel ASMR, like, it kind of makes your skin crawl. Like, it's kind of like a weird, like, ooh, like heebie-jeebie kind of feel. Like, that is also how I feel about my neck. Like, I don't know how to describe it. There's not a word. I don't have, like, I don't know. I've only met one other person in my entire life, and it was like last year, who has this. And it's like, I don't know. I just, like, don't touch my neck. Like, it makes me so, like, mad and scared and gross or something. Yeah, I don't know. But I do like to keep my, I don't know, like, you wouldn't know if I didn't say it. Like, I'll wear a necklace, like, I'll wear, like, a high up on, well, no, I won't wear a turtleneck, but I think that's more for, like, you know what, I don't fucking know what I would wear. Right now, in this moment, I don't want to wear a turtleneck. Yeah, I don't know, the shirt that I have on right now is, like, I don't even know what the fuck it is, because it goes a little higher than, like, a regular shirt, but, like, half an inch, like, maybe, like, 15 millimeters. Yeah, it just goes a little bit up. It's weird. But it's kind of cute. I like it. I've had this. It's a bodysuit, and I actually cut it earlier because I am not a button a bodysuit type of bitch. Like, I just, it annoys me, and yeah, I don't want buttons going on my butt all day, okay? So I just tuck my bodysuit in, then I sit down at work. And so I'll stand up, and guess what? My little thong butt is hanging out because she came untucked. And so that has just happened to me too many times, and no one has said anything. That is something that frustrates me because I would consider myself like a girl's girl to the max. Like, could not be a more girl's girl than I. And if I see your bodysuit hanging out, I'm not just gonna let you walk on by with your buttons out. I'm gonna be like, hey, Miss Ma'am, like, let me tuck that in. And it's like, this has happened to me on multiple accounts, but one that was like a core memory because it hurts. And it was like, yeah, like a year ago, I went to corporate office, bam, 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 in my little fancy outfit and my bodysuit tucked, I thought. And I went and I got in the elevator with like five other corporate girlies. And they weren't at, like, I don't know, it was like different businesses. It was like this big giant, I don't know. They weren't coming to the same suite. But yeah, I come and get in the elevator after all of them. And none of them say a freaking word. No one says a word. And I walk all the way into my office, all the way to my seat, set all my stuff down. And, like, I think in there with, like, my other people and stuff. And I was like, oh my God, like, my thong is out. And it's all girls. So we were all just like, ah, ha, 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 ha. And I was like, yeah, it's funny, except for the fact that none of the girls in the elevator wanted to tell me. And, like, there wasn't a single boy. It's not like they were, like, trying to save me the embarrassment or, like, yeah, no. They all could have said it. I know they all saw it because I got in and out of the elevator before them. So I was, like, in the front. And they could all see my fucking buttons hanging out and didn't want to tell me. And you know what? That really hurts my feelings because, okay, I have a confession. I'm talking shit, but there was a few weeks ago. One of my clients came in and her leggings were like inside out. And so you could see the whole like tag shit on the like in her tramp stamp region right above her ass where the tag goes. And I saw it and I was like, I don't know why I didn't say anything, okay? I feel bad and I'm still thinking about it. So. But I don't know. I feel like that doesn't matter as much because it's like I only saw that because I was gonna say you're moving all around like right here, but I guess you're kind of moving all around like when you walk, you know, your shirt is gonna move because I was thinking like maybe her shirt could just hang over it. But no, I don't have a good excuse. I'm sorry, Miss Miam. I did not mean to do you like that. I don't know, but I'm like, also, is that shit embarrassing or is it just kind of like it's a delight? Like, Ross Gay, you know, you gotta have a daily delight. And I full-heartedly believe in that shit. It's a damn delight whenever someone is like also fucking doing their best and they just have a little like backwards shirt or backwards pants or inside out this or that. Like, I love that because you know what? That's real. That's not picture perfect. Like, fuck, give the girl a break. But I don't know. I mean, it's kind of fun because it's like, you know, someone's got their shit inside out or backwards. It's like, okay, so now we kind of know they were probably in a hurry getting dressed this morning. Yeah, you know, says a lot about somebody. And if they're stressed, you know, now we gotta like help a bitch out, make it a little bit better. You know, now they can finally come in, take a deep breath, and relax. And who cares if their pants are on backwards? Like, I just, that's not hurting anything. It's a new look. But whatever. Anyways, I'm trying to think. I feel like nervous today because I'm like in my head actually gonna post this, so I'm scared. Trying to think what else has been on my mind. Oh my God, I found some new music today, just a couple songs. Okay, there we go. Sorry, I think I pushed the wrong button, so I don't know what happened. Well, I do know. I had a little pause, but then I tried to record again, and then I pushed a different button. I don't even know what button I pushed. And yeah, I was not recording, but I'm back now. Let's see. I want to talk about just what's on my mind right now. And I don't know. My mind is like, I just threw in a little nonchalant heartbreak sentence earlier, and I don't want to go too deep into that right now. Like, give me a quick little minute. I'm still trying to, I haven't done the breakup yet. Like, I've lived it, but I haven't like officially like cut that bitch off. No, I'm joking. It's super difficult, and it's like, oh God, I don't, it's whatever. It's not, I don't know. I don't know what to say. It's just like, it's not like a real, like, super, like, giant heartbreak. Like, I feel like I've kind of had this heartbreak, like, this is so stupid. God, I don't even know. I'm just like, I just need to end this forever. Like, I'm not doing this off and on, like, kind of game thing. And, like, this has kind of been going on for, like 7 years. But, you know, like, I don't know. I just like, I'm not doing this shit. And it's like not like a, like, it's like more like a, like, I don't even know what you would call it, honestly. Like, that's how fucking messy it is. So let's just say, like, it's just a loss. And yeah, not, it's not like I was in like a committed, like, actual relationship. It's more just like insurance kind of thing. I don't even fucking know. It's just kind of stupid. Like, yeah, I don't even know what to call it. I think I was definitely fucking in love, but like, whatever. I shouldn't have been. It was stupid. So, yeah. And it's like, I've known this. Like, I tried to break it off a year ago and I did so good for 42 weeks. And then I broke down and I crashed. And yeah, just had a little like run-in or something with this human. And yeah, I just can't believe that I fucking folded. What a shame. I really tried. But I made it 42 weeks, and that's the longest I've ever done. So I'm really proud of myself for that. But I'm just like, I don't know. I just feel like, you know, it's comfortable. It's just a little like, oh. Insurance, that's all I have to say. Fuck, I'm lying, it was not insurance. I was so like stupid in love, but you know, it's fine, it's cool, we're good, we're good, we're good. Let's talk about something else more fun. Yeah, I'll dive into that whole relationship and all the shit a little bit later, but not right now. Right now, I'm like, okay, what needs to go in the first podcast? I feel like I should at least have that. And so, okay, you got a little vibe. You got a little bit of my, like, mental. I work a full-time job. I do eyelash extensions. I'm like, is there certain things I shouldn't say? Like, is there rules on this? But I feel like that's not bad to know. Like, I mean, if you look me up, you'll find my work. So,
Yeah, I do eyelashes. I love it.
I've been doing it for like three. Shit. Oh my God. Like, yeah, like probably like 3.5 years.
But yeah, I fucking love it. It rocks. Hell yeah. I work full time doing that. And then I come home to my animals and family. But, you know, my animals, I have a cat. She's a calico. Her name is Spider Monkey. I've had her since I was in 5th grade. And I don't know. We used to call one of my like childhood friends, we called her sister, a spider monkey, just because she was like crazy and would like climb all over shit. And I don't know. I think that's maybe why I would like, I don't know why I named my fucking cat Spider Monkey, but I usually call her like, I call her Honey. I love calling her Honey. And I don't call any of my animals by their real names. I'm always like, hi, Pooker Booty Butt. But whatever. So yeah, I have her. She's a little sassy girl. And then I have three dogs, Oliver, Sunny, and Chaser. Oliver is mine. He was bought for me. So was the cat. The cat's mine too. But she was my mom's. She like followed my mom everywhere for like ever, and then I moved out, and then I moved back in, and now we're best friends, so love her. But yeah, Oliver is mine, and then Sunny is my brother. She's a yellow lab. Oh, Oliver's a mini Australian Shepherd, and he's a red merle with blue eyes. Oh, and he's really cute because he was the runt because he had this little speck on one of his eyes, like this brown speck. And yeah, like it's a little bit wonky, but like who cares? And so yeah, discount. Also, I would just like to formally apologize because yeah, my little stuck-up, spoiled-ass rat self wanted a fancy, expensive dog, and I just want to let you know that I won't ever do that again. If I want a dog, I'll go rescue a dog. I swear. However, our other two dogs are rescues, so let's talk about that. Sunny and Chaser are both yellow labs, but Sunny is a little bit lighter. She's a girl, Chaser's a boy, Oliver's a boy. And my cat's a girl. Chaser and Sunny are like, ooh, I think they're like 12 and 13. I think Chaser's older, maybe. And then Oliver is like 7, whatever, or 8, maybe he just turned 8, I don't know. And then my kitty cat, yeah, I got her in 5th grade, so she's like fucking a million or something, I don't even know. And then yeah, my family, I have my brother Brody. He's my big brother, but I also like call him my little sister, so that's the vibe. Love. We're pretty fucking close, bestie bitches. And then my mother, Miss Miam, Miss Girl, yes, love, slay, best friend. And my stepdad, Chris, Christopher, Christer, Mister. I never called him that. but anyway, yeah, he's super cool too. And then we got my little grandma, my grand-gran. That's what I call her, gran. One of my friends, Natalie, always goes gram-gram. And I'm like, no, grand-gran with the N. But gram-gram is fun too. And it, yeah. So, and then it's 1, 2, 10, 11. Oh, and then my brother's girlfriend lives here too. Brianna. Not Brianna. It's Brianna. And yeah, she is super cool too. So that is the fam. Little fam bam. Bam bam bam. And then yeah, and then I have my other family, my friends. Jalen, of course, number one, number forever. Absolutely. She has been my best friend, official best friend since 7th grade. But we became like school friends in fifth grade. But yeah, seventh grade, we had our first sleepover. And then obviously, we never stopped. We still do. I just got home from her house yesterday. Because it's been snowing and I stayed there for the snow so we could go play. And we went and built a snowman, Sheila. And then these freaking boys killed her. And Sheila died. But whatever. Short-lived lives. It was like 30 minutes. But yeah, Jalen, obviously. And then I have my best friend, Cheyenne, who I met through Jalen because they work together and then they moved in together. And they still live together for now. For now. Whatever. Cheyenne's moving a fucking hour away in July, but that's okay. We planned our last little hoorah and we're going to, fuck, Bonnaroo. Going to Tennessee in June. I'm so excited. The lineup is fucking awesome. Oh yeah. Okay. I guess we'll talk about rave in a mini and festivals in a mini. Let me keep going talking about my friends. So yeah, Jalen, Cheyenne, and then I guess there's kind of like a friend group there. And so like Noah, of course, Jalen's man friend. We love him. He's super cool. He built Sheila with us. And yeah, like we kind of all hang out a lot. So that, and then also in that friend group, Bailey and Colin, they come around. And it's fun because like Jalen and Bailey work together, and Colin and Noah work together, and like they're both dating, and it's just like fun. It's so cool. And then me and Cheyenne, of course, are dating. Yeah, whatever. And then my other friends, I have Cassidy, who I kind of became friends with my freshman year of high school. She was a junior. That was like when we like got really close. We always knew each other and were like kind of cool because we both cheered. So we were like, yeah, fine with each other, but we actually started hanging out my freshman year. And also my friend Natalie. I love Nat. She's my dad. And yeah, same thing. Like, she was a junior when I was a freshman, and that's when we really became close. But me and Natalie go way, way back. Whenever I was in kindergarten and Natalie was in second grade, I got to cheer with her because my brother is their age. And so he played football, and they needed a cheer coach. And they asked my mom to cheer coach. And my mom was like, well, I'm not going to cheer coach if my daughter can't come cheer here with them. And so they let me, so I cheered up. So me and Natalie cheered together at that time. Shit, did Cassidy? Was Cassidy there for that? Were you there for that, Cassidy? I don't know. I'm just thinking of this picture and I remember like Natalie and like, I don't know, a few of these other girls, but I don't remember Cassidy in the picture, but there's honestly a solid chance that she's in it. So maybe we go way back too. But what else? Who else? So yeah, Natalie and Cassidy. And then Haley, of course, my friend Haley. Love her. We're long distance friends because she lives like 2 hours away. So we've been hanging out though. Like we hung out, yeah, we've been getting closer and starting to hang out more. So I love that. Love her. Love Miss Girl. And then my other friends. Oh, I have my client friend that made me my charm necklace, Melissa. She's my friend. I love her. Like, she's just my favorite because we just have such good talks. And sometimes, I don't know. I'll always after we're done, I'm like, oh my God, I feel like I talked the entire time. Like, I'm so sorry. But I feel like she has a lot of like response. Like, I feel like she's really good at like active listening. And that is something I'm trying to do because I feel like I listen to respond and not listen to hear. I heard that at cheer camp years ago. And then I pretended that I said it. And then I was like, actually, I didn't, guys. Well, I like told him, I was like, yeah, I just really want to be better at listening to hear instead of listening to respond. And everyone was like, oh my God, that's so deep. That's so good. And I was like, yeah, I just heard someone else say that. But it's real. And I carry that with me because, yeah, I feel like I have, well, I'm like really pretty sure that I have ADHD, like self-diagnosed for sure. Because my brain, yeah, it's just like 1,000 miles per hour all over the place. And so whenever someone's talking to me, especially my brother, like we've probably had the most like conversations about like he can just like tell I'm not even listening, and like I'll just interrupt him kind of in the middle to just be like, oh, like da 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 da, like just my 2 cents on like whatever he just said. But and sometimes I like to converse like that with like my friends, and I don't know, like just in general, I don't mind talking like that because we're kind of bouncing back and forth and can kind of make it like full circle, like kind of like we're gonna do. But luckily, I don't have to interrupt you. But sorry, that is funny. But anyway, yeah, so I just feel like I always am just like thinking of what I'm gonna say. And then once I think of what I'm gonna say, I'm trying to remember that the whole time. So I'm not really taking in everything that people are saying to me. And yeah, I can't really attest to if anyone else feels that way, but I'm sure they do because every time my brother like has every time we've had a conversation about it, I'm like, yes, 1,000%. That's exactly what I'm doing. I'm not listening. Like I just stop listening once I have my response. Like, and I'm not listening before because I'm trying to think of my response. Like, I don't fucking know. So yeah, I feel like Melissa is good at active listening. Like, I feel like she, like, really hears what I'm saying. And it's like, it's good because I feel like I kind of, it takes me a minute to really get to, like, my actual feelings behind something. Like, I'll kind of start off and it'll kind of be like, da 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 da, like something you heard before. And then it's like, I can kind of be like, oh, but like, no, like, that didn't feel right. Like, I didn't say that exactly how I wanted to. Like, I'm kind of thinking, like, yeah, but like more like da da da. And then I feel like, yeah, she's really able to just be like, oh, yeah, and like respond to exactly that shout out. And who else am I friends with? I don't know. I would say those are kind of all my people that are like super like in my circle that will probably be on the podcast at some point or in. Or at least, like, I'll be telling a story about them. But yeah, I guess that's kind of all I got for now, people-wise. But now I want to tell you my hobbies, my fun little life I live. Well, first of all, I want to say during the week, and it's always during the week, my life is kind of boring because my days off, I'm off on Wednesdays and Sundays, so I don't get like a little weekend or anything. So, like, yeah, Monday, Tuesday, Friday, Saturday, I work 9 to 6. So those days are like pretty uneventful. I wake up at 7:30, go to work, there all day, come home, shower, and well, right now it's nice because I've been able to come record. But before I was doing this, like 2 weeks ago, I would just like scroll on my phone and like hang out with my animals and garden a little bit, you know? So, yeah, but my hobbies of like things that I like, I love traveling. I love festivals. That's like kind of more. Not more my jam right now, but I was doing a lot of traveling. I was traveling every other month for a little under a year. But that was so good. I had such a blast. But now I feel like I kind of got some like city travels out of the way. Now what I kind of want to do is more like nature travels. And I'm just a little scared to do those by myself. Like, I don't know. I love solo traveling, and there is a lot, like, I love doing things by myself, But like, I want to go to the woods and I want to go to the mountains and like, I want to be like kind of like in like secluded places. So yeah, as my like, I'm just a girl, you know, like I can't be out in the mountains by myself. And I guess I could, but I'm just not ready to risk my life like that, you know? And yeah, I think that there's just some things like roller coasters aren't, I don't think that they're worth it to me. I don't really like roller coasters. That really feels like an extreme risk of my life. And it feels kind of good whenever we do our first flip and I don't fall out, but it really feels not that great going up all the way to that moment. And that moment lasts like 5 seconds. And then, and like the anticipation and just like all the before, because dude, I was like full mode panic attack. I tried to face this fear. I was like, you know, I want to be a risk taker. Like, I really want to try everything. Like, blah, 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 blah. And I rode roller coasters before, but never been my favorite. And yeah, I just haven't gone since like high school, whenever I would go for like FCCLA or something. And yeah, so I wanted to try that out with my friends because they wanted to go to Six Flags. So I'm like, yeah, like I want to go. I want to try. Like I haven't been in a while, and like I just and we go and I rode like six or seven rides. We went on a Wednesday, and it was like, it was perfect. There was not that many people, so I feel like we rode a lot. We rode the Batman. We rode Mr. Freeze. We rode the Joker. We rode the Superman. We rode, I don't know. There's more, but I don't know. Those are like the ones I remember. And I would probably say, oh God. I did really like Batman. We rode that one first. They were like, let's just do this. Like, it's not bad. And I'm like, okay, like, cool. But we're flipping over. And that's like my biggest fear. Like, my fear of roller coasters is that I'm gonna fall out. Like, my latch is gonna be like not buckled all the way, which is really like, that goes deep for me because I remember when I was a kid, this woman died on the Texas Giant. And like, I don't know, I was young and like I went to Six Flags every year for like whatever groups I was in or like UIL or whatever. And oh God, yeah. So I was like, I was at Six Flags and then I see this woman fucking fell out of the roller coaster. Like, hell no, that scared the fuck out of me. So, I tried it. It was cool. But every single road we got on, I was like, make sure I'm fucking locked in here. Like, promise me I'm not falling out. Promise me I'm not falling out. Promise me I'm not falling out. And they would promise me. They were like, nah, you're good. And I'm like, okay, the fact that you seem so calm about it is helping me. Hold on, I gotta get a drink. Because I don't want to fucking die. Like, God, that would just be such a horrible way to die. But the Superman was fun because, oh God, it was really scary because whenever they launch you up, like the first 2 seconds, it feels like, I don't know, it feels really crazy. But then after the first 2 seconds, when they first launch you up, the first 2 seconds like kind of hurt. I don't know. I don't know how to describe it. It was weird. And then after the first, well, it was probably like 2 milliseconds. Like, I don't know, but to me it felt like 2 seconds, and then like the rest of the way up it felt so good. Like I felt alive. Like I felt like I was like locked in, like locked in good, like secured. And yeah, I was just like, oh my God, like this is what life is about. But then we would blink again and I'd be like, oh my God, and I'd be like, ah, yes. But yeah, I'm like getting nervous just talking about it. So I'm probably good on that for a while. I just, yeah, I don't know. I like taking risks, but I just feel like, you know what? I could live without a roller coaster ever again in my life. Like that would be totally fine. I would be so fine with that. But what made me start? Oh, I was talking about solo traveling. That doesn't feel like as big of a risk. And like, yeah, you know, getting in a car every day is way more of a risk than any of this, but I don't know. I mean, I feel like it's unavoidable to not get in a car, but to not get in a roller coaster, like, yeah, like, ain't no problem. Just Don't take me to Six Flags. But I would go back to Six Flags. If my friends wanted to go, I'd be like, yeah, I'm down, because I have FOMO, so I want to go, but I'll like hold your bags and stuff. And then, yeah, anyway, enough about the fucking roller coasters. They're stressing me out. So back to the solo traveling. Yeah, I've been really into traveling. And then, I had to buy a fucking new car in October, I think. So that super sucked, and I didn't get to take a trip. And then, the holidays, I just went to a local rave, and that was kind of my little travel trip, because I've been traveling and going to festivals, and so I just ended up going to a festival in Dallas. So that was a lot of fun. It was lights all night, 10 out of 10. I would go back next year. I am going back next year. There's no way I'm not. I love it. Yeah, so let's see. The other festivals I've been to. Okay, well, the first one I went to was because I had met this woman. Shout out Andrea, Miss Girl, love her. And she was my first solo trip. I went and stayed with her. I had never met her. Yeah, like this was super like spontaneous, but she like, I don't know, I was just like, I'm gonna ask if I can stay with her, like I need a trip. And she was like, yeah, come on. So I went, and then yeah, we decided that we were gonna travel together, I guess. And so then that was last September, and then in November we went to Orlando, and she's like a staycationer. Like she kind of stayed in the resort the whole time, like in her room. So it was kind of like a solo trip. Like I went and did some by myself, but at the same time, her niece was coming down and her friend, and they were going to a music festival and a rave. And I was like, oh my God, like I've always wanted to go to a rave. I've never been, but like it just seems like fun. Like I want to go. Like I've been to Austin City Limits. Like I've been to a music festival. I need to go. And I liked concerts, and I love to dance. Dance is like probably literally my favorite entire thing in the entire world. I love to dance always, all the time. Dancing is so much fun. And sorry, I was burping, and I don't know if you heard the burps, but that's why I was like, sounded like that. So yeah, I really just love to dance. And they were going to this music festival, and I was like, yeah, I'll buy a ticket. Like, you know, I'll go, I'll check it out. Why not? Whatever. Not realizing that, like, dude, EDC is like one of the fucking best raves ever. And like, that was my first rave. Like, what the fuck? Loved it. 10 out of 10. Like, I hadn't really listened to EDM music. I knew a few songs, like, of course, like, you know, the most like basic ones, like David Guetta and stuff. But, yeah, I wasn't really a listener. And then, like, just, well, first, whenever I first was buying my ticket, I was like, outfits. Outfits is the first fucking thing. So I'm like deep diving. I'm like, what do people wear to this? Like, what's the vibe? And like, you know what the vibe is? Accessorize. Accessorize. It doesn't matter what the fuck you wear. Literally the most minimal amount of clothing and the most excessive accessories for that aesthetic. There's a lot of different rave aesthetics, but the one that I was like going for that I was really looking into was like that one. And I was like a little nervous about wearing a swimsuit, just, you know, out to a fucking festival to go dance. Like, I'm not gonna be like in the pool or something. But I was like, you know, like, this is what I would wear to a pool. Like, who cares? Like, let me just try it. So I got some cute little, like, bikinis and stuff and accessorized to the fucking max. Got my glitter, got my face gems, braided my hair all cool, was trying out all these like little hairstyles, and yeah, popped my fucking pussy, and it was so much fun. It was like the EDM was just fun to dance to, and just feeling the bass in your chest and all the lasers going everywhere and just people everywhere, and it's so colorful and bright and fun, and like everyone just is like, it's just so deep. And it's like, I don't want to say everyone is so happy because, like, everyone's having their own experience, but like together. And it was just so beautiful. And yeah, you dance the fucking night away. It's awesome. 10 out of 10. And they have like plur, what you call plur, and it's peace, love, unity, respect, and you like trade what you call candy, and it's spelled KANDI. And it's just like friendship bracelets or like little sprouts or just like little random shit that like people make or buy, and you just kind of trade it with, I don't know, people have all different like reasons of like why you trade. I saw like a Facebook like thread, and people were all like, why would you get sprouted? And so we were like, it's this like deep spiritual like growth thing. And then some people were like, no, they just liked your vibe. And yeah, I just think it's fun. I just like meeting people. So it's like just a way for me to like walk up to people instead of like having to like have something to say or like have a reason for going up. It's like plur, bitch. And you like put, there's like, it's like a little handshake. Look up plur, PLUR, if you don't know what I'm talking about. And oh my God, yeah. So first of all, yeah, you're getting to meet so many people. Everyone's in their cool outfits. Everyone is just like, oh my God, it's so beautiful. Just the energy and like the life of it. So it's like, I did not listen to EDM, probably like my first and second rave, like very minimal. I had started listening to some, but like still, even at that, I was ready. It was awesome. And now, yeah, I fucking listen to EDM. Like, that's my fucking jam. I love to fucking dance to it. I feel it now. But I feel like I definitely think if I haven't been to a rave, then I'm not really gonna be able to feel it. Like, whenever I'm playing dubstep around my friends that don't rave, I'm like, oh, this seems fucking insane. But, like, if you get it, yeah, I get it. But there's so much fun. And yeah, so first, yeah, you're seeing everyone's like self-expression to the T, like going all fucking out. You're getting to see everyone's cool little dance moves they got going on. Everybody's with their friend groups. Everybody's like having a good time dancing, just walking around. People will do like different, like people will bring different little like light, toys. I don't really know what to call it. Like, they have like light up hula hoops, or the light up gloves, or like light up, like wands or glow stars. There's all kinds of like talents. Like, it's really beautiful. This is how people are like, they're showing up, they're doing this little like dancey dance. And then people also, there's like different like footwork, like shuffling, and like, I don't know, it's just really cool. Like, it's kind of, a lot of people take it and make it an art. Me personally, I'm fucking dancing. I'm dancing. I don't give a fuck. I'm not learning your, I'm not, I don't, I feel like I could shuffle if I tried. But like, I don't really, I haven't really gotten that into that. I just like to fucking like, I don't know. I love to dance. I love to jump around and move my arms and shake my ass and like fucking, I don't know. I like to funny dance. And oh, and headbang. Hell yeah, you have to fucking headbang. And yeah, it's like just the energy at a rave is so beautiful. And then I also saw this video about, it was like, because obviously people who don't rave are like, oh my God, like all these little sluts wearing nothing. And it's like, okay, like first of all, so what you wear to a pool, well, actually that's a lie, some people are there in fucking nipple pasties and a baby little g-string, and we love that. Because you know what, a rave, it's like peace, love, unity, respect. You're on plur mode. So it's like you're not there to judge anyone. Like everyone is just kind of having their own experience. And yeah, you're engaging whenever you're going up to trade candy. But, and like, I don't know, you can go around and just be like, yo, what's up? Like you could say anything to anyone and everyone is just like, yeah. Like, I don't know. It's just such good energy and everyone is just so like open, wide fucking open. So, and being naked, it's like, you know what? Honestly, it's just kind of logical because you're sweating so much and you're like moving through all these people. I made this mistake. I had this like like fishnet dress that had rhinestones all over it. And so we're like walking through the crowds and it's fucking packed. And since it's just like these little strings, people's zippers on their like, oh, fuck, like a camel pack, like the little, I don't know. That's what I feel like, that's what I call them, but I don't think that's what other people call them. But that's what I call it, so don't make fun of me. But you know what I'm talking about, with the little straw and the little pouch of water in the back. Yeah, a camel pack, bitch. And yeah, everyone's wearing those. Everyone's wearing fanny packs. Like, there's just a lot of zippers and shit to get stuck on. And so we would be going through the crowd. I got lost from my friends 3 times, literally 3 fucking times. And one time we were separated for like an hour and we were like a little bit fucked up. And so, and then like you don't really have service. And oh my God, it was such a mess. But we found each other and it was great. Honestly, while I was lost, like I'm not worried about anyone coming up and like creeping on me or anything like that. Like I feel safe at a rave. And I definitely am a very trusting person and like probably a little too trusting. But at the same time, like, for me to be like that anywhere, a rave is like kind of a better option, in my opinion. And oh my God, yeah, it's just so much fun. And it's like the most overstimulating thing in the world because, yeah, you're looking, everything you see is just fucking people everywhere and lights and lasers. And like, what are you fucking not seeing at a rave? Nothing. And then, like, hearing, obviously you're hearing the music, you're hearing everyone screaming, like you're hearing this, you're hearing that, it's everywhere, and you're fucking feeling the bass in your chest. You're feeling sweaty, nasty people around you. Nasty in, is like in a good way. And like it's just like, yeah, and what you fucking smell. Dude, I don't even fucking know what you smell. Like I feel like you probably don't have a smell because it's all in, like it's all out. Well, they do have indoor festivals. Lights All Night was an indoor outdoor festival, but like EDC is all outdoor, and so it's like you're there's just dirt. So it's like you'll this is gross, but after a rave, like you have black boogers, like straight up black. And yeah, it's just like your shit is super fucking dirty because yeah, we're walking through the fucking woods right now, like. And that's what we've been doing for the past 3 days. Like, EDC's not in the woods, but it's just like out in a field or something. But yeah, literally 10 out of 10. It was so fucking awesome. And yeah, like, I love it. And so then I ended up becoming like really close with these girls. I went with Erica and Sam. Those are my friends too. But they'll be on the podcast one day. How about that? But no, I love Erica and Sam. I know them through Andrea because that was her niece. But yeah, they live in fucking New Jersey, bitches. So I don't get to see them that much. But I told them to buy tickets to Bonnaroo and I like sent them everything and they said they're down. So I really hope that they go. But I don't know if they bought their tickets yet, but also me and my friend bought them like 2 days ago and I sent them the text like right then. So I don't even think that was 2 days ago. Shit, I think that was yesterday. Let me look. Yeah, that was yesterday. But anyway, I think that they'll probably go if they said they will. So yeah, hopefully I'll get to see them. And if I don't see them then, like, I gotta see them bitches soon because I haven't seen them since August. We went to, oh my God, Elements Fest in PA. It was fucking awesome. 10 out of 10. There was a hurricane, and like, we were like kind of in the middle of the hurricane for like a day, and so it got canceled. But, and like, we were camping. But 10 out of 10. Like, our tent broke. And like we were fucking struggling. Our car got dented by someone's canopy flying into it. And like we spent like fucking 12 hours in a jam-packed car because we had to take all our shit down because everyone's shit was blowing away. And they made us get in our cars because it wasn't safe. And we were just like in the middle of a fucking racetrack. So it was pretty fucking insane. But it was also like everyone is in this situation, and everyone came here to fucking rave. So, like, it was so much fun. And whenever people's shit would come flying over us, like, everyone, you would see, like, people running after it. And, like, our neighbors, they had this, like, cube thing. And it had a wagon and, like, an air mattress and backpacks and, like, a ton of shit in it weighing it down. And it flew. And that's what dented our car. Oh, my God. It was so awkward. Because then we had to be like, hey, like, this dented our car. Because we didn't notice at the time. Whenever we saw it flying, we all got out of the car to go grab it along with all of them. And we're just like, oh my God, it's pouring down rain. It's so fucking windy. Shit's flying everywhere. And so, yeah, we didn't notice that it dented the car right then. But then later we did, and we were like, ooh, like, let's just wait till the last day to tell them, like, not kill the vibe. Because we were, like, friends with them, too. And, yeah, that just sucked. And it's, like, obviously it's, like, not their fault, but, like, it was her mom's car. And it was, like, a, what is that called? It was, like, a lease car, like, yeah. So, yeah, obviously we had to fix that. So, but the next two fucking days were fucking awesome. And, like, oh my God, that is my favorite festival I went to. EDC was, like, awesome for, like, the, like, you could definitely tell EDC was the most expensive. Like, they had all kinds of fucking shit. The stages were in fucking insane. And the, like, just whole entire scene is fucking insane. So, yeah, like, I think per, like, I feel like EDC would kind of please most people. Like, EDC is, like, a good, you can't really go and not have fun. But I don't think any festival, well, you know what, I did go to Ultra Miami in March, and that was a lot of fun, but the crowd, no, and you know what's funny, so, yeah, Ultra, it fucking poured, and they had to cancel it one day, and it was, like, poured, like, I've never even experienced a pour like that, like, it was in fucking insane, because it'll pour here, like, obviously, like, it pours, and it rains crazy, but, like, no, this was, like, I don't know if it was next level, maybe it was just, like, the first time I had been in the fucking pussy of it, but we were soaked. My, like, I started freaking out a little bit, because, or not freaking out, I was just, like, no one else could tell, I just stood there and was quiet, but I was scared, because my phone was getting soaked. I was, like, oh my God, like, my phone's not gonna work, and, like, my boarding pass is on my phone, I'm not gonna be able to get back home. Oh, wait. I didn't board, I drove. Whatever. I don't know. I was fucking stressed about it, and so I was like, oh my God, guys, I'm really fucking stressed, because we were waiting to get a, okay, so it, like, poured insane, and then it stopped for a little bit, and so we were like, okay, like, let's just get a drink, set the vibes again, like, we'll be good. And then while we're waiting for drinks, it starts pouring even fucking harder than it was. And all the workers, their machines are going down because they're getting fucking soaked. And, like, yeah, they had little tents over it, but the wind, like, there was just so much water. Like, everything was fucking soaked. And so we get our drink, and we're about to go to the next stage. And we're just like, you know what? Like, it's fine. It's great. It's good. And then we start walking to the next stage right after we fucking get our drinks. And they're like, we're closed. We're closed. And so we go across the street in the CVS, and, like, there's so many people in there, and we had just caught our drinks, so we just, like, kept them, and, like, we're just drinking, and then they were like, y'all gotta go, y'all gotta get the fuck out of here, like, can't drink, like, public intoxication, like, or, I don't think that's what it was, because we weren't drunk, but just drinking in public, I don't know the proper terms, I'm not a cop, don't worry, so, yeah, I don't know all that shit, but, yeah, we got kicked out of CVS, and so we were just, like, fucking walking in the pouring ass rain, and, like, oh my God, yeah, it was fucking awesome. Sam was not having it, but you know what, me and Erica were making the best of it. It was fun. And then, yeah, we got back to their condo, and yeah, we just hung out and we watched Jersey Shore, and yeah, it was awesome. And then, yeah, we went to Elements Fest in August. And, yeah, that one, I have to say, is my favorite. 10 out of 10. Like, It was such a vibe. It was so good. Oh, but I didn't finish hating on Ultra. Yeah, the pouring was awesome. The whole sets, every set we saw, awesome. But the crowd was not. The crowd was very rude. People were pushing. People were like kind of being assholes a little bit. And a shit ton of people got their shit stolen at Ultra, which doesn't really surprise me. Like, it's in Miami. Like, people just come here to party. Like, I don't really feel like it's like the rave, like, Blur community, because yeah, I don't know. I mean, I could be fucking wrong. Who am I to say? But that was just my opinion. And yeah, this year they like asked if we wanted to go to Ultra, and I was just like, I'm good. I'm good without that. And yeah, so back to Elements, 10 out of 10, fucking loved. I don't have a single complaint except the hurricane, but I would do that again. I don't give a fuck. It gave us a damn good story to tell. And yeah, it was awesome because it's the elements, so they had like fire, air, earth. Oh wait. Fire, air, earth. Oh, water, duh. And so they had a stage, like there was four stages, and there was like all like there was a fire stage, a water stage, an air stage, an earth stage. And the air stage was like in the forest, like it was surrounded by trees. And they had like little hammocks, not little, regular size hammocks set up all throughout the trees. So you could literally just sit in a hammock and fucking it's so much fun. And then people are like coming up and trading candy, and I got my first, like, probably my favorite thing I've gotten, and it's a positive potato, and it's just this little like crochet potato, and it has a little note, and it's like, I don't fucking know, like, you're awesome. Go potatoes. No, it says something cute, but I don't know off the top of my head, but it's really cute and I just love it. And yeah, we just danced there, and yeah, I love a hammock. One thing about me, I love a fucking hammock. So I sat in the hammock, and then yeah, we danced, and all the stages were awesome. All the food was so good. Camping was, we were super unprepared. Well, I had to fly there. And I just flew to Jersey, and then we drove to Pennsylvania. But they, like, no, I don't trust them bitches packing for a camping trip ever again. They didn't bring anything to sleep on. They didn't bring any blankets. They brought like two pillows or something. Like, I don't fucking know. I was ugh. But it was fine. It was awesome. I wouldn't change it. I would just do better next time. But yeah, Bonnaroo that we're going to in June, we're camping for that. So I made a list while we were camping there of all the shit that I was like, we cannot go without. And yeah, so I'm excited. I think we'll definitely be more prepared than that. And even at that, like, we survived it. I mean, like, we struggled a little bit, but 10 out of 10, it was awesome. And so yeah, that was that. So I love raving. I love just dancing. Any music festival I'll go to. I went to a country music festival one time. I like country music, but yeah, I'm definitely more of a like rave girly. A rave fairy, if you will. That's what I prefer. Yeah, what else do I do? What else do I do? Oh, I listen to podcasts. My favorite podcast, We Can Do Hard Things with Glennon Doyle. Yes. Glennon Doyle, Abby Wambach, Amanda Doyle, my favorites. I love them bitches. Change my life, change every fucking everything. I would say they're the reason for how open I am. Like that and some other people like in my real life, but I definitely think I like, I don't know. I just love the person that I am every single day because I'm just so open, you know? Like, I don't know. But I just really love like everything. My brain is very open, and it's like I just really feel like, you know, I don't know shit. Like, who am I to fucking say anything? But it's like, obviously, here I'm saying everything, but it's like just my perspective. You know, I'm not telling you, like, hate Ultra, love Elements, but and yeah, there's plenty of people who are probably the opposite, or both, or neither. But yeah, so I'm just kind of giving you my little 2 cents, but. Yeah, I love it. Other podcasts I listen to, Call Her Daddy, of fucking course. Hello, that's been my shit. Like, I'm an OG listener. I used to listen to that shit when I was in school. And yeah, 10 out of 10, love, love, love. I actually just went and saw Alex Cooper. Sorry, I just ripped a string, a thread off of my little, like, outfit, I guess. Anyway, yeah, I went and saw her on her Unwell tour. It was so good. I love her. what other podcasts? Oh, right now I'm listening to, let's see, it's Esther Perel, but I think it's Where Should We Begin? Yes, I love that one. Other podcasts? Oh, I have this breathwork one that is literally like, it's just called the Breathwork Club, and I listen to episode 47. That's the only one I've listened to, and I just like that. It helps me fall asleep sometimes. What else? What else? TV shows? I did just watch the Menendez brothers, oh fuck, what's it called? Monsters, the one, like, not the real one, but it was really good. I like that short and sweet, a quick little 9 episodes. That's what I'm fucking talking about, because I'm a napper. I'll fall asleep right fucking now. So yeah, I'm not a huge fan of like super long shows that are super like gotta be invested. Like New Girl's my one and number fucking one ever. That is my shit. It's my comfort show. I've probably watched it a solid 50,000 times because that's my background noise, and I fall asleep with the TV on. So yeah, New Girl is definitely my most played. And then Grace and Frankie. Oh my God, I love Grace and Frankie. And I actually accidentally started watching Grace and Frankie because someone told me to watch Jenny and Georgia, and I knew it was like, I went home to find it later, and I was like, oh, I remember it was like about these girls, and one of them starts with a G, and like, whatever. So I watched Grace and Frankie, and 10 out of 10. Like, 10 out of 10. I'm so glad I stumbled upon that shit. And yeah, also Jenny and Georgia, that shit was good too. But what else? Dexter, One Tree Hill, Heart of Dixie. Yeah, those are some of my favorites I really liked. Dance Moms, yeah. I've been watching that a little bit lately. Jersey Shore, yeah. 90210, I watched that a long ass time ago. I'm trying to think of what other shows I watched. Ooh. I watched On My Blog. I liked that a lot. That I think that's funny. You, I watched that. I don't know. I don't really know what else I watched. Mostly New Girl though. I know I watch that shit. Songs. Oh my God. Am I fucking my replay? We can just scan that real quick. Maybe. I don't know where I can find that. Well, look at my replay. What the fuck? It's just looking up replay by Zendaya or I don't know, whatever that other one is. I can't. Whatever the fuck. Fuck. I can't find it. I just want to find my fucking replay. Where's my replay? Whatever. But I know my most played song was Murder on the Dance Floor. I listened to it 97 times. Oh, I found my replay. Come on, girl. She loading. Yeah. My replay last year, I did not feel like it added up because Drake was in my top five, and Drake was fine. Like, I definitely have quite a bit of Drake on my phone, but like, not enough for top five. Like, that's kind of weird. So, I don't know how accurate it is, but tonight, I mean, sorry, my mom just texted me good night. but this year was really good. SZA is my number one, Miley is my number two, Megan's my number three, Doja is my number four, Beyonce is my number five. Like, yes. Yes to all of that. Absolutely. Like, that is like probably how I would like. Well, no, Miley's my number one forever. But solid ass lineup. I'm so good with that. Yeah, Murder on the Dance Floor was my number one song. Oh, it says 100 plays now. Oh, maybe because now that the year's over. Because I looked at it before. So yeah, 100 plays. Thank you. Stick Season by Noah Kahan. Ugh, so good. I love that song. Too Sweet by I don't know. I know a lot of people say like Hoiser or something. Like, I don't know. That I just say Hoser. Hoiser. No, I say Hoiser. That's what I say. I don't know. Whatever his name is, I'm so sorry. But Hoser, I don't know. Hoiser. Whatever. You know what I'm saying. Too Sweet. So good. 10 out of 10. My next most played song was Meet Me Halfway by the Black Eyed Peas. Love. And then my fifth one is kind of a random one. I do like the song, but I didn't think it would be my top five. But it's Home by Good Neighbors. Solid ass song. I love it. Top albums. Endless Summer by Miley. Hit Me Hard. Oh, wait, fuck. I don't remember the rest of the name. It's like Hit Me Hard and Soft or something. Billie Eilish, of course. Channel Orange, Frank Ocean. And, oh, Happier Than Ever, also by Billie Eilish. And I have this one song by Lola Young called Messy that I listen to a lot. But I don't know why that's saying top albums. That's the only song I listen to off the album. So, yeah, that was kind of the vibe. That's kind of my life. What else should you know about me on the first date? Oh, my favorite color is pink. And pink is like part of my identity because I just love pink and I just love looking at pink and I want everything to be pink. So, like right now, my nails are pink. My earrings are pink. My charm necklace is mostly pink. I love it. And then I have on black. I have on what I wear to work. And yeah, just a black long sleeve and leggings, and then a little white vest, and my pink boots, my pink Docs. I love them. They're my favorite shoes ever. And then, of course, I have my pink phone case and my pink Simply Modern cup. And I refuse to buy a Stanley because, which the Simply Modern is fucking honestly too much for a cup, too, because I drop the fucking bitch every day. I drop it all the time and I knock it off my nightstand like 90% of the time. So, but she's pink, purple, blue, and then it has a green shawl that it came with, but I have a pink one in it. And then I also have a little pink like shawl cover thing I need to take off, but it's a little stocking, like a little Christmas. I don't know if it's a stocking, maybe just a Christmas sock. But it's light pink and it has little snowflakes and stuff. One of my clients got me that. Love. Thank you, Miss Girl. But I dropped it. What the fuck? I'm so excited right now because I dropped it the other day. Well, what I was gonna say is I dropped it. I must have dropped it at an angle because now it won't sit right. But I just looked at the bottom of it because I wanted to see the dent. Right now, literally, this is so live. Could not be more live. But and I. On the bottom of it was a jewel from the festival that we just went to. Yeah, it was just stuck to the bottom, so I just took it off and now my cup can sit even again. I love it. And this is a jewel. It was in the cup holder, so it's not that crazy. But it's funny. A little reminder. But yeah, what else you wanna know? Damn, like I feel like I just shared everything I have with you. Pets, friends, family, festivals. Don't know what else. Pink. Yeah, I don't know. I'm like thinking, I'm like interviewing myself. I'm like, tell me about yourself. Oh, I'm 22, I guess. Should know that my birthday is in July. Should I tell you the day? I'm gonna tell you the day. It's the 18th, July 18th, 2002. Don't steal my birthday. I'm like, I don't know. Like, is that like too personal? But it's like you could just look that up. Like, you could literally just look that up and find it if you wanted to. So, whatever. I think that's fine. But now that you know, you better fucking tell me happy birthday because one thing about me is I just really love my birthday and it might be a little crazy, but like, no. I can't help it. I love my birthday. I want everything. Yeah, can't help it. You know my favorite color. You know my favorite Let's see. I'm like, what else is like I need to know? You know that I don't like my neck being touched. I feel like we're solid. Like, I feel like we're, yeah, like, this is a good ass fucking start. A little welcome to the party, a little introduction of what the fuck is about to happen, because it's gonna be this, but like, also, like, think of like, maybe I go on like a longer. I don't know. I went really long about the fucking rave shit, but like, yeah, think of that, but like, from everything in my life. And then also, I wanna talk, I wanna have guests on. I want to come in and maybe I'll tell like a certain story, or like maybe I'm in a certain mood that day, or like maybe I just, yeah, hop on like this right now and I just fucking came on and fucking rambled. And I feel like it was a good ramble. Like I covered a lot of ground. So, yeah. I don't know, but I like it. I love you. Mwah.